Blog Talk Radio.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Address you and let you come on the air and share what you want to share. Please limit your comments to about
a minute to maybe a minute and a half. All right? So what I've been looking at some stuff this week and the previous weeks, and, I mean, I'm telling you, some of these statistics have been killing me. I mean, we are black men. We are last in almost every area except for making babies and leaving them. You know, that's and I'm sorry to say it that way, but that's the truth. I mean, I just looked at the education, one of the educational parts I looked at one of the local colleges here where I live. And I got to tell you, boy, it was so disheartening. I was almost in tears. I mean, we were last in enrollment. We were last in testing. We were last in finishing. We were last in asking for help. We were last. I'm like, oh, my God, man, I know we can do better. And why is that? Why are we, as African-American males, finishing last in areas where we should be at least, you know, finishing, you know, higher up than that? What's going on? Are there no programs catered for us? Is it so difficult and so hard for us to get a leg up? I don't know. But either way, that we got to talk about that. We got to get that fixed. And then on top of that, let's go back and let me quote to you what some professional, if you will, black women said about black men, is that they're either in jail or they're gay, and so they can't find a man, you know, and I disagree with that. In addition to that, they are saying that more black women are getting their degrees, more black women are finishing school and moving on to high paying jobs and you know, making a living, and they don't want to go backwards to find some guy who's not really, really trying. They don't want to reach back and pick no one up. So I gotta tell you, brothers, we gotta step our game up. And I promise you, we're gonna do it. I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help you step the game up, help you increase your self-worth and your network. But let me tell you who it begins with. It doesn't begin with me. It got to begin with you. You got to say to yourself, I am better than this. You got to tell yourself, I am better. I can do better. And you got to stop the blame game. You got to stop blaming other people for your condition. No, you're in the condition. Bloom where you're planted. You know, we got a saying in the military, in whatever position that you're in, whatever condition that you're in, whatever situation you find yourself in, adapt, adjust, and overcome. That's what you're going to have to do. Adapt, adjust, and overcome. Because let me tell you, there's nothing too hard for you if you try and you put your mind to it. There are a lot of resources available. And guess what? If you don't know, it's for the asking. I could not believe the statistic when I read it. It said that the black men are the least among students who ask for tutoring, who ask for help. I'm like, wow, man, you mean to tell me help is available and it's free and we won't ask for it? So let me tell you the second thing. You got to start asking for help. Now, is everyone going to help you? Absolutely not. No, they won't. Let me go and tell you that now. Some folk will make promises to you, but they won't help. Fine. Don't let that stop you. Don't get angry because somebody else won't help you. You got to keep pressing forward. You got to keep getting it for yourself. You can't count on other people to get it for you. And let me tell you, T.D. Jakes said something here the other day that was absolutely phenomenal. He said one of his best quotes that motivates him even the more is that he says that if people leave you, they were supposed to go. Those who stayed could not leave. So in other words, if some folk made you promises, some people said, hey, I'm going to help you. Some people said, hey, I got your back, and they're not there. Hey, they could be struggling too. Everybody, you know, they might have meant well. Their heart was probably in the right place, but they did not, you know, get the proper resources to support you and to help you. That's fine. You know, that That's okay. You don't stop there. You keep moving. You keep searching. You keep adapting, adjusting, and overcoming. Okay? So I want to share some things with you. I want to share some things with you that's going to bless you real good, that's gonna encourage you and empower you to move on to the next level. In the meantime, I would like to put a question out there. Speaking of, we were talking earlier about the ladies. If I have any ladies on the line, I want to hear you speak up. I want to hear what your opinions are concerning this, all right? So I'm talking to a female, and I'm doing some coaching, and we were talking about, because I help people, specifically singles, find their life mate as well as along with saved marriages. My wife and I are phenomenal at that. God, we've been doing this thing together for 27 years. We've been together 30 years. I've pastored and ministered for over 20 years. I mean, just a wealth of knowledge and information for you. And along with all that, I'm a certified relationship coach, life coach, and spiritual coach. So I'm coaching this girl, and I'm helping her find her, you know, get herself together for a relationship. And I said, what if you meet a guy and he has a criminal record? She goes, oh, no, no way. I don't care how good he looks. I don't care how good he is. That is a deal breaker for me. All right, so if I have any ladies on the line, I want to know, I want to hear from you. Is that a deal breaker? If a guy has a criminal record, and if so, why? Tell me why. And I'm not going to go in detail because I want to hear what you have to say. So that's the question that's on the table. If someone has a criminal record or background, is that a deal breaker for you? All right? Now, the other thing is, here's some things I want you to do, men. I want you to listen to and I want you to grab hold to. All right, if you got access to pen and paper, great. If not, just listen. All right. The very first thing is you got to realize that if you've been at the bottom and you really haven't been progressing like you should, maybe you're unemployed, maybe you got a criminal record, maybe there's some things that you just can't seem to get your footing. Well, you got to realize that you're not gonna jump right in at the top. You're gonna have to start at the bottom and work your way up. And here's the beautiful thing about starting at the bottom. You can't go any further down when you're at the bottom, baby. That's what you got to recognize. There's nowhere else that I'm going to go other than being up. So that's super, super important, and I need you to understand that. And this, you on this broadcast, listen to what I'm saying, is your first step in headed in the right direction, okay? Now, here's some things that you can do also that will increase your net worth along with your self-work. That is, instead of just looking for a job, you might want to look within yourself and see, hey, how can I improve? How can I get better? What trades do I have? Do I have a skill that I can employ? Can I start my own business? Let me tell you something. Starting your own business is not as hard as people think it is. I lost count of how many businesses I've started, and I've worked in and made me money and was an opportunity or a door opened up for something else for me. And I'm still doing several of those things right now. I just believe in the biblical principle about having multiple streams flowing. If you remember in the Garden of Eden, there were multiple streams that flowed in and out of the Garden of Eden. And that was because if one stream got, other streams were still flowing and still get the water and nourishment that it needed. Well, I feel that same way about me and about my income and about my family, that I gotta get multiple streams of wealth coming into my household in the event that one stream gets stopped up, the other's gonna keep producing. In the event that, I lose this job, do I have money coming in for another place? If this happens, if I get sick, been there, done that, so I got to make sure I keep it rolling to ensure that my family is taken care of. Well, that's what you got to do, and you got to do it by any means necessary other than illegally. It's time to put that, take that completely off the agenda, off the list. If you got to do it illegally, it's not worth doing. It's not worth putting yourself in jeopardy or your family in jeopardy by doing that, okay? All right, so do you have a skill that's employable? Well, the first question is, somebody said to me, man, I learned it while I was in jail, and I just need to get better with it, or I need to, you know, go to school and finish getting some extra training on it. Well, let me tell you, I used to think that if you had been to jail for anything, you would get a record, and and you couldn't get any financial aid to go to school. Boy, was I wrong. I'm telling you, I was misinformed, and so I did some research myself because I want to make sure I'm helping my brothers and my sisters, for that matter, black or white, move forward. So this is not primarily for a black person. This is for any people. The question is, if I am currently incarcerated, can I get financial aid? Well, let me go ahead and tell you, no, you can't. If you're in jail right now, any federal or state institution, no, you cannot get financial aid. If you're in any other institution other than federal or state, no, you cannot get a federal student loan, but you can get maybe a federal Pell Grant. But here is super, super important. That's if you are currently incarcerated. Let me say that again so you're going to understand. If you are currently incarcerated, you cannot get financial aid or Pell Grant. However, once you are released, all the eligibility limitations will be removed. In fact, you may apply for aid before you are released from jail. Man, isn't that crazy? Hey, I'm telling you, as when you're getting ready to transition out, and I don't understand why this is not being told to our ex-cons that are getting out of jail, because, you know, we're just sending them back to the streets and trying to fend for themselves. But guys, education is available for you. Help is available for you. Now, here are the couple caveats to that. If you've been incarcerated for a drug-related crime or some kind of involuntary civil commitment for sexual offense, your eligibility might be limited. Now, some of you, if you hear this broadcast, for those who are hearing it now, you might say, well, that just knocked out the majority of the brothers because they got drug offense. No, I didn't say that it will stop you. It might prohibit you from getting the full amounts or specific things in the grant situation, but you can still go to school and you can still be supported. Now, along with that, you can get a waiver that will help you in that particular area as well. I'm telling you, it is there. And by the way, I'm reading straight off the FAFSA website that says about grants and all that stuff. Now listen to this. What if you're on parole? You're out of jail and you're on parole. You know, can you get financial aid? Had I not looked at this, I would have said absolutely not, because you're still connected to the prison system. Well, the answer is yes. If you're on probation or parole or living in a halfway house, you may be eligible for federal student aid. Okay? That's important to understand. Is it true that drug conviction may affect my ability to get financial aid? Yes, it will affect it. It might be suspended, specifically if you're getting financial aid and then you get a drug charge. Oh, yeah, you're going to lose it for sure. But listen to this. When you complete the FAFSA, you will be asked whether you had a drug charge for an offense that occurred while you were receiving financial aid or not. If the answer is yes, you lose it. If the answer is no, it does not. You will not. It might affect your eligibility, but you won't lose it. Guys, I'm telling you, all this stuff is here. And even if you're in an approved drug rehabilitation program, don't worry about it. You can go back to school, and the government will say, hey, we will help you. We will help you. So all of this stuff is available for you. Okay, so, man, I don't want to go back to a four-year college. Go back to a technical college. Go to a two-year. Whatever you need to do to get your degree or get some kind of certified technical skill, it causes your self-worth to increase, number one, because you got some paper behind you. And because you got that paper behind you, it's going to increase your net worth as well. It's going to cause you to be able to make some money, baby, and change your life. So it's important that you do that. Let me give you an example about how that worked. I was in Albany, Georgia, back in early 2000s. and I was going to a technical college there, Albany Technical College, and I was taking up CIS, Computer Information Systems. And every time we finish a module or a semester, like say for instance, I had to take Microsoft Word, Excel, and PowerPoint, and I had to do database. So I did database training as well. Each time I finished Microsoft, you know, a Microsoft product, while everybody else was happy to get a grade and move on to the next, you know, next course or next level, I personally took the Microsoft Office User Specialist Test. They call it a mouse certification. I got certified in each one of those products. And I decided, hey, I don't want to work for anybody else. I want to work for myself. So I started a business called Technology 2000 Computer Consulting. Guys, let me tell you, I ended up getting a contract with Albany State University and beat out my certifications, making right at about $100 an hour. I mean, that was absolutely awesome. Did the contract last for a long time? No, over a period of 2 weeks, I think it was. But nevertheless, that was my company, and it made money for me. And my skill that I went to school for made money for me. It took my net worth up and took my self-worth up at the same time. So should you look to work for somebody else, maybe as a stepping stone, but I think you should look to go to school and start your own business. Start your own business, okay? So what else can you do? Guys, you can write and publish a book. I mean, it doesn't cost you a dime to do that other than some time. You can write about your life experience. You can write about your jail experience. It's some, you know, whatever experience you have, you can write about it. And guess what? Instead of going to get a printed version of your book, you can do a digital version, a PDF or whatever, and you can publish that and get paid for that. You can publish it on Amazon, iTunes, you know, and Kindle, all those different platforms. Guys, and guess what? That's a residual income that will constantly get you paid, because every time somebody downloads your book, you get paid. Now, if you advertise it the right way, if you push it the right way, you know, if you do the right things to market your skill and your book, it can really produce a whole lot. It's just up to you. But you can do it if you wanted to. Or if you say, well, you know, I don't even know how to write. Yeah, you do. If you wrote the book, you can type or you can ask for help. Libraries are helping you. If you go back to school, you got help there. There are so many opportunities for you to succeed. All right, number four. You could become a mentor. That's super important. I'm telling you, you can become a mentor. You can help young people, and you can help them and guide them the right direction instead of going downhill. Man, I got to tell you, boy, one of the greatest things, and it feels so wonderful, is when I volunteered at my son's school. I was part of the male mentor program, and I helped those young boys get focused. I helped them, you know, change their lives and go from D students to B students, you know. And guess what, guys? It wasn't so much that I was a whiz at the stuff they were learning. No, but I knew how to coach the inner part of them, their soul. I knew how to motivate them to want more, to do more, and they did. I didn't have to do the work for them. I just needed to motivate them to do it. Well, you can be a mentor and send an example, and they will get at it. Here's something else, and I'm running short of time. I'm trying to cram this in there, too, so that's why I'm not asking a lot of questions here. But if you have a question or a comment, please just press 1 on your keyboard. I'm sorry, on your keypad on your phone, and you can ask any question you like or make a comment. Either way, that would be wonderful. This is a nationwide broadcast, so there might be some people on here who are educators, who are in law enforcement, and you might want to share an idea or you know some avenues that I might not hit. That would be wonderful. You can press 1, and I'll open up the line so you give me an opportunity to share something, okay? All right. So here's another thing that you can do. You can become a coach. You can become a coach. And I'll talk more about that here in just a moment. Looks like I have a caller who wants to share something. Let's see, can I bring you on? Telephone number, last 4458. Go ahead, caller, you're live.
Yes, sir. Just want to say, first time listener, enjoyed the show. coming from a guy who's been incarcerated, I needed those corners so that maybe I can move forward in the things that I need to move forward in. But I was in work, once again, the show is very helpful, and you touched on a lot of key things dealing with black males who've been incarcerated. As I said, coming from me, a guy who's been there, and now I'm out here. So thank you for the information, and please keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. I appreciate that. And you can rest assured that I will. Carla, I wish the other people could have heard you clearly. And whenever you, if anyone wants to chime in or make a comment, make sure you take your phone off of speakerphone. If you have it on speakerphone, because there was some feedback coming in. But what you was, what, and some background noise, yes. And what he said was, he said that he was incarcerated. And didn't know some of the information I was putting out, and it's helpful. Well, you can rest assured it will continue to be helpful. As a matter of fact, if you anyone else, if you need more information, you can go to my website, ZekeBolden.com. You can contact me on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Get a message to me. This information, I'll get it to you absolutely free, without hesitation. I'll help you every way that I can. All right, so, Carla, if you would press 1 on your keypad again, it'll take off your indication, okay? All right, good. Okay, so another thing that you can do, you can become a coach yourself. I mean, can you imagine how many people, how many mothers, how many fathers want their young people to be coached and mentored by somebody who's been there, done that, and have changed their lives? I mean, there is so much you can do to take up your net worth and to also increase your self-worth. It is super, super duper important. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of time. We got about 3 minutes to go. So I wanted to put it out there for you right now that if you have any questions you can ask, if you have any comments you can ask. I know it was a lot, and I crammed it in there because I knew the time was going to be short, but I did want to get it in there for you. I want you to know that I'm dedicating this month to taking care of you, committing to you, sharing a word with you, encouraging words for you, empowering the black male for this particular month. Let me say, in addition, if you guys need spiritual coaching, relationship coaching, or just life coaching in general, I've also did in order of Black History Month and the 50 for 50, the Super Bowl, which my team lost. It's okay. I'm all right with that. I am still offering 50% off of all coaching this month, except for group coaching, and seminars. So individual or couple coaching. You will see the rates on my website. However, those rates, to keep in mind, they are 50% off whatever rates is on there. Guys, I just feel the need to help my brothers and my sisters. But I will tell you this, the slots are filling up fast. So it ends, and your coaching has to be scheduled in this month. So it ends on the 29th. So it's important that you do that, okay? All right, with that said, guys, I enjoyed it. I'm going to continue to give you the second half of this next week. Please mark your calendars. You don't want to miss. We're going to talk in detail with some other things that's going to really help you change your life and help somebody else. If you know somebody right now who is settling, and that's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to settle with a mediocre job. I don't want you to settle, you know, with $10. I don't want you to settle with $12 an hour. No, set your goal for $60,000 a year. Well, how are you going to do it? Well, we're going to dig deep within you and help you accomplish the goals that you want to accomplish for the greater good. Okay? Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. My name is Zeke Bolden, and this is Truthful Tuesday, where I promise to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me, God. Guys, thank you. Have a wonderful evening. I look forward to talking to you again next week, same time, same place, same channel. Take care.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
It's the truth. Don't set you free.
truth.
Okay.